Two security alerts in this country have raised tensions among U.S. airline passengers this week. One incident involved the shutdown of three terminals at Los Angeles International Airport as authorities search for a man whose carry-on bag they wanted to check. The other involved a diplomat from Qatar on a flight from Washington to Denver. He was caught smoking in the plane's bathroom. But when confronted, the diplomat got into a whole lot of trouble by saying he was trying to light his shoe on fire. He ended up in the custody of U.S. marshals who were aboard the flight. Patrick Smith is a commercial airline pilot. He also writes the Ask the Pilot feature for Salon.com. Right now, he's in Senegal. Patrick, what was your reaction when you heard about this incident? I mean, fighter jets were scrambled, air marshals involved. Were you alarmed?
Well, this is about the 2,500th time since 2001 that military fighters have been scrambled to intercept passenger airliners because of quote-unquote suspicious behavior. And truth be told, I mean, passengers are caught smoking in lavatories all the time. It happens quite a bit, especially on longer-haul international flights. You know, doing so is very illegal, not to mention dangerous, but 99 times out of 100, our reaction to it is appropriate. We don't overreact. This time, I think, was different, perhaps because, in this case, the culprit was somebody, shall we say, Middle Eastern-looking. You know, we've really become, I think, hyper-attuned to security issues as passengers, and we definitely have a tendency to overreact. And, you know, what does this say about us as a society now? Are we that prone to hysteria? It really seems that way, and it's kind of disturbing.
Now, this diplomat, just to make it clear, he was making a bad joke when he said he was just trying to light his shoe on fire, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to the crew, while in general I think we're prone to overreaction when it comes to these things, he did make a bad situation worse by making a tasteless and then very provocative joke saying he was going to light his shoes on fire, a reference to the would-be shoe bomber Richard Reed. And, you know, him having said that, he's lucky he wasn't chained to the floor by the air marshal. So I don't know what he was thinking.
I'm wondering if you think the level of passenger vigilance aboard planes right now is too high or maybe too low, or is it just about right?
Well, let me answer it this way. I think it's good that people are vigilant, and I think it's good also that people are recognizing now that explosives are really the number one terrorist threat against air travel, and that's something I've been saying for 9 years now. And it's been that way for decades, and too much of our airport security apparatus since 9/11 has been focused on the in-flight takeover template, the September 11th scheme. We spend way too much time still looking for box cutters and looking for knives. And, you know, we forget the success of the 9/11 hijackings really had nothing to do with what kind of weapons the hijackers had. They could have made knives out of anything. It wasn't about taking advantage of airport security. It was about taking advantage of our mindset and our understanding of hijackings at the time. That has all changed now. And our airport security strategy needs to change with that.
We know kind of the pace at which airport security is changing. What do you think passengers should be vigilant about?
Well, airport security is not the job of passengers. It's the job of the people backstage, the FBI and Interpol. It's the job of intelligence gathering and investigation, law enforcement, in short. You know, what we see on the concourse is a good last line of defense, but we have to stop people before they get to the airport.
So are all those parties doing their job? I mean, is flying in the U.S. right now safer than it was 10 years ago?
Oh, I think so. You know, the fact is there hasn't been a large-scale commercial air crash on U.S. soil since 2001, since just after the 9/11 attacks, the American Airlines crash outside Kennedy Airport.
Right.
And that is a record going all the way back to the dawn of the jet age. I mean, we are in the safest stretch of commercial air travel really ever. And that's lost on people. We don't really seem to have a grasp of that. If anything, there's a notion out there that flying is more dangerous than ever before, when really exactly the opposite is true.
Airline pilot Patrick Smith, thank you very much for your time.
Anytime. Thank you.